The Glimmer Glass Festival, which presents four main stage productions of opera, musical theater, as well as many events every summer, is now underway in Cooperstown, New York. The 2017 festival includes main stage productions of Gershwin's Porgy and Bess, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma, Handel's Xerxes, and Donizetti's The Siege of Calais. The season also includes the world premiere of Stomping Grounds, a piece from Victor Simonson and Paige Hernandez that blends hip-hop, spoken word, and opera, and Derek Wang's opera, Scalia, Ginsburg, starring 2017 artist-in-residence William Burden. And yes, festival guests include William Burden, Theodore Chapin, Paige Hernandez, Stephen Schwartz, David Sedaris, and many more. To tell us all about it, we welcome Francesca Zambello, Glimmer Glass's artistic and general director, to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Very nice to have you on the program. So, how is everything going so far?
So far, things are going great. We opened Oklahoma and Porgy and Bess last weekend. And this weekend we open Xerxes and The Siege of Calais. And then we start all our other programs, which you mentioned, as well as a youth opera we have this year called Robin Hood.
Very, very fun. So I want to get to the main stage and things that are going on, the four big productions, but also talk to us a little bit about the putting together of this season and things that are new for you this year.
Well, you know, every production we do every year is a brand new production. We never do revivals. So this year, you know, it's quite something, quite a feat for us to pull off Gershwin's Porgy and Bess. It has a huge cast of almost 50 and almost 50 in the pit. And, of course, I think of it as America's greatest opera. Just like I think it's amazing to be doing Oklahoma, you know, Rodgers and Hammerstein's dark and funny and witty and incredibly moving musical about the founding of the territory to statehood of Oklahoma. And then we have this Donizetti opera, which is an American premiere by the composer best known for things like The Elixir of Love and Lucia de Lammermoor. And this is a piece, The Siege of Calais, which feels very contemporary because it is a story of the city, the citizens of Calais being starved to death by the English. So, not to say that's happening now, but Calais has certainly been in the news a lot as a refugee point. And then we've long had a history with Baroque operas. And so this is our ninth Handel opera with Xerxes starring countertenor John Holliday. So it's a pretty, I think it's a super exciting season, and with music really from every century.
It's a lot of plates to have spinning at once, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's what I think is, you know, people can, if they're fortunate enough to live in the region, they can come, you know, whenever they, between now and August 22nd, or if people are traveling to here, they have the possibility to see all four, usually in a 2 or 3 day spread, since we perform every day except Wednesdays, and we have many matinees.
So there's always a chance to see something and see something new. Talk about in your programming of the balance between the familiar and the new.
Well, every year we have a classic, this year being Porgy and Bess, and a classic American musical which we present with no amplification. So you're hearing it in the original orchestrations that Rodgers and Hammerstein wrote in 1946 with 40-some-odd players in the pit. So it sounds very different than the over-amplified, you know, productions on Broadway or touring. You really hear it with big voices and big orchestra. And then we normally try to offer the unknown, like the Donizetti or the Handel, where these works are for people who've never been. I encourage people to go, or for people who really know the Conoscenti to come and see it. They're both strong theatrical and strong musical works. And Xerxes is it's a great piece because it's a love triangle, and it has a lot of humor, even though it has a sort of dark surround because it's about the king of Persia trying to take over all of Persia and surrounding countries. And the Siege of Calais is full of incredibly beautiful bel canto singing. That's mid-19th century vocal style with gorgeous voices, gorgeous lyric, powerful singing. So I think that the range, I always encourage people, okay, see something you know, but see something you don't know.
Sure, that makes sense. As I mentioned in the introduction, you have a wonderful list of special guests who will be coming throughout the season. Walk us through that and tell us about how some of these pairings came to be.
What we do every year is we have a theme, and this year our theme is about home and homeland. And so all of the main stage works and some of the ancillary programming connects to that as well. The three smaller operas, certainly Robin Hood, is a very contemporary take on protecting your land and your home, but in a very environmentally responsible way. So it's all about Robin Hood and his merry band fighting off those who are coming to cut down the forest surrounding them. Scalia Ginsburg is an imagined dialogue between the two of them, all in different operatic forms. And we're fortunate that the Justice Ginsburg will be here for a performance, and after a performance, she will be doing a public Q&A session. And it's a very funny, witty, one-hour piece. The same thing with Robin Hood. It's 1 hour long. And then Stomping Grounds is a world premiere of a hip-hop opera, an opera written in hip-hop, and it's about what are our stomping grounds, and it takes us through an imagined story about a woman who runs a diner and how it's trying to be bought out by developers. So it uses, you know, really the language of hip-hop, rock, six singers, great orchestrations, great movement and dance in it as well. And then the speakers range from, as I mentioned, RBG to Jeffrey Toobin, law specialist and New Yorker writer, and then Ted Chapin, who's the head of the Rodgers and Hammerstein Foundation, musicologists, and then we have wonderful essayist David Sedaris, who will be here reading from his new book and speaking. We also have the composer Stephen Schwartz coming up next week curating a concert. He's the composer of Wicked, Pippin, Godspell, a dozen popular musicals. And he also wrote an opera, so he'll be doing selections from his musicals as well as selection from his opera. He's putting the concert together with our young artists, and he'll be accompanying all of them. So it's like you can not even see a main stage show if you want. You can just come and experience all these other amazing activities, and many of them are so reasonably priced. Kids are $5. I mean, that's cheaper than a movie.
A lot cheaper than a movie. So a lot going on, and you can go to your website and find out all about what is happening throughout the season. It's glimmerglass.org. Glimmerglass.org. The Glimmerglass Festival is underway. Francesca Zambello, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program, and have a wonderful season, and thank you for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you. We'll look forward to welcoming you all.
I look forward to it. Thank you. Again, that's Francesca Zambello, Glimmerglass's artistic and general director. You can find out more information by going to glimmerglass.org, glimmerglass.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.